Hi, listeners. You can now listen to this community podcast production ad-free on Apple Podcasts and access the podcast 1 week early and get exclusive bonus content. Just hit the subscribe button now on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want access to all of the above, plus video versions of the podcast, head to patreon.com/stopthekilling.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the morning of August 1st, 1966, shots ring out from the observation deck of the clock tower on the University of Texas campus. It marks the infamous beginning of the modern era of mass shootings in America.
I'm Sarah Ferris, true crime podcaster.
And I'm Catherine Schweit, the former head of the FBI's active shooter program.
And you're listening to Stop the Killing.
Hey, Stop the Killing podcast fans, Katie Schweit here. Just touching base in between my news hits as I try to help the community in the United States work through a mass shooting that we're dealing with in the northeastern part of the country, where police are reporting 18 people dead and 13 injured in two shooting locations, a bowling alley and a bar restaurant, in a really small kind of town where everybody knows everybody's name, Lewiston, Maine, north of Portland. Law enforcement was called at 7 o'clock last night about shootings that were underway. I think there was a teen party going on at the bowling alley at the time. Of course, you can imagine how crazy it was responding. It's a more rural area. There was law enforcement that had to fly in from different areas to add additional support. Actually, the FBI office that covers Maine is in Boston, Massachusetts, because it is a rural area, which is not unusual. So they're dealing with that, but more pressing, I think, is as I record this, is that the subject, who has some prior military experience, the suspect is still at large, and clearly he had a semi-automatic rifle he was using with a scope on it at these locations, a lot of ammunition, and from the photographs, it's pretty clear that he's pretty comfortable using that weapon. So now for law enforcement to have to find a person with a scope on a weapon that he clearly knows how to use is a challenge because you could be picked off before you even get down the street in your car. So it's a very challenging manhunt for all of law enforcement. There are state and federal local agencies helping the local police out right now. And I hope and expect that they will have that subject now that it's daylight, they'll find him. But he may be far, far away now since it's been so many hours since the first shooting. So that gives him that distance and that widens the scope of where law enforcement have to look. In the meantime, there's a community that's really kind of reeling, as you can imagine, and they are in the recovery phase for what is probably one of the more challenging mass shooting situations that we've faced here in the United States in many years. So stay tuned and hopefully we'll have some better answers the next time we join you.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to know more, Catherine's book, Stop the Killing, is out now. For more details, go to CatherineSchweit.com. Please consider also supporting our independently made podcast. It's simple to do. Go to patreon.com/stopthekilling. And for as little as the price of a latte a month, you can be part of the solution to Stop the Killing. Patreon rewards range from official do-gooder status to ad-free episodes, autographed books, and opportunities to connect with us directly for your business, school, church, or even just a book club chat. But just knowing that you are part of a movement that has the power to make your community safer, well, that's got to taste better than a skinny cappuccino any day. So please head to patreon.com/stopthekilling now and polish off your do-gooder halo. And make sure to include your name so we can give you a shout out. This podcast is a Community podcast production. That's Con with an N. If you want more content, then head over to Community Podcast at Instagram, where you'll find trailers on more binge-worthy true crime, like the award-winning podcast Conning the Con. And check out our show notes for all the links mentioned. Finally, if you want one takeaway action that you can do right now that can help make our community safer, please share, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen. Everybody needs to know that they hold the keys to see something and say something. Together, we can stop the killing.
It's one of those things you hope never happens, but you better train for it. Because it will happen, and it will happen in places you wouldn't expect. Be ready for it.
Four hours ago, I found out the person that I'd been dating and seeing for the last 6 months as a con man.
That is my sister Emma. Andrew Tonks's lies had been so convincing, she'd invested $300,000 with him. However, the tables were about to turn on Andrew. What he didn't know was that Emma had discovered his real identity. But to get any chance of justice, Emma had to act like it was business as usual. Coming up in this series...
And that's when murder, all this stuff goes through my mind. I'm really, really scared.
I'm assuming Sarah has watched too much Netflix and figures I've been defrauding you. Couldn't be further from the truth.
That's what this was, a real-life story that seems so unbelievable, but it was actually true.
A true story that all starts with one simple swipe to the right. I'm Sarah Ferris.
And I'm Emma Ferris, and this is my story, Conning the Con.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande, the host of True Crime Psychology and Personality. On my podcast, I explore and explain the pathology behind some of the most horrendous crimes and those who commit them. We discuss topics like narcissism, psychopathy, sociopathy, and antisocial personality disorder from a scientifically informed perspective. What is a narcissist? How do you spot a sociopath? What signs can you look for to protect yourself from these dangerous personalities? It's not just about the stories, but also the science and psychology behind them. So if you're interested in true crime or mental health, I'd encourage you to give my show a listen wherever you get podcasts.